relationship isn't 50-50. It's 100% on both ends. It feels like there's a little bit lacking on one end.
It's going to take me a while to get there. I heard he slept with another girl. He admitted it. I was so sad that I needed space. He went and hooked up with Jenna that very night. I found out and was bawling my eyes out.
During the time when I slept with the girl, I hung with Taylor 3 times or 2 times.
2 nights after that, he goes, "And Taylor, you're pretty much the only girl I'm seeing." I'm trashed him. You come over the next night, fuck me, and then you go and you hang out with another girl, and then he comes the next night and fucks me again.
Well, okay,
I wasn't lying to you about someone else.
Here's the thing, I want to be blunt, freaking honest.
Shit.
He just told me that you guys had seen each other 3 times.
I don't know, Taylor.
Before all this. And then you're sitting there telling me that he came over and had sex with you? What does that say about you? I'm not pointing fingers. You guys.
That's what I'm saying. I was trash.
I know.
I guess what I'm hearing is you deserved what you got because you like gave it up so easily. That's what I hear. And when you hear your parents say that, like, why were you expecting to be respected? It like hurts. It just confirms my insecurities and my beliefs about myself.
No, I'm
not
saying
trash.
No,
you're not
leaving.
Yes, you did. What? No self-respect. I need me.
What I'm saying, let me finish.
You looked at my lowest.
Let me finish.
Wild.
You guys both had so much baggage.
Really? No. I know I didn't have self-respect. It doesn't change that when you lie and go hook up with another girl. You're apologizing.
I know, but you're supposed to give the other person a